declines in banks and energy companies. Bond prices were on the rise. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 2.33%. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 11th of April, 2017. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Town Hall of the Air. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Bad, Robert.
Good morning. I'm going to switch my other microphone. Right now I'm going to tell you we've got periods of rain and about a quarter inch worth today. Rain will continue through tomorrow, Wednesday, and into Thursday when we see thunderstorms. And then a clear day on Friday. Weekend looks pretty good. More rain moving in Sunday night, and we start off next week with more of the wet stuff. Right now in Reading, we are at 46 degrees. Looking at the radar, rain in pretty much any direction you want to look. Snow in the higher elevation, so if you're heading northbound on I-5 or eastbound on 44, you're going to want to take that into account. This report.
Snow? We're going to be getting snow out there?
Snow at the higher elevations. It's good. Wow. Later today and tomorrow will drop down to about 4,000 feet, which will affect the mountain passes. So plan accordingly. And these springtime storms can get quite cold.
Weather reports brought to you by, of course, our friends over at Shasta. Help me out here, buddy.
Shasta Gas Propane.
Just what I was getting ready to say. I don't know why. All of a sudden, when I started to say that, I just flashed on something else, and I went, oh, that can't be right.
Shasta Gas Propane. We call that a brain fart.
Well, okay. I would like to call it something else besides that, of course. Hey, it's a locally owned company that's based out of Anderson, a veteran-owned company, Chuck and Judy Kenny. And give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I want to start all over today. 8 minutes after the hour, 9 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here. I've got so many things to talk about today. I got to start off. I mean, just so many things to talk about. We'll have Doug right in. I'm sure other people rolling through here, as it always does. First of all, a big apology to everybody in the chat room because I put my the book down here that I read, that, you know, the live reads, and I'm moving stuff around here, and every so often it falls on my my computer. And then I managed to send whatever I've just laid on there. So yesterday I had, 130 question marks. And then after that, it was like some kind of weird equation for pi. And then, you know, but so I do it on a, you know, I try to catch it and get rid of it before that. But just yesterday I just looked at it and went, oh, that is so weird. Okay. A lot of things happen. You know what? We've got to start off at what happened in United Airlines. United Airlines. Okay, did you see this?
Oh, yeah, the dude screaming like a upset cat.
Well, it was more than that.
Got out of control quickly.
Well, it started before they got on the plane. And here's what happens is let me punch this off here. What happens is United Airlines, as all airlines can do, they overbooked their flight. Now, why do they overbook their flights? Because a lot of times people don't show up. So they're allowed by the Federal Aviation Authority to overbook flights. In this case, in fact, I was on a flight not too long ago, and they were trying to find people. And I was flying down to San Diego. And and when they got to $600 at a flight late, you know, like an hour later, I was trying to get out of my seat, but this lady pushed me down and ran down the aisle saying, "I'll take it." But they offered $600. They needed four seats because United employees had to get on that flight to be able to get to the next flights. Otherwise, you'd have the domino effect and there'd be somebody, you know, the plane's not flying. Well, they get two. And then they came to this gentleman, Mr. Don, who said he's a doctor, but nobody knows that for sure. And they came up to him and offered him $600. He says, "No." He said, "Will you please leave? Please get out of your seat and leave." No.
Well, United says they had used a computer to randomly select.
No. This is how they say that, but this is where they start. Cheapest tickets. They start with your cheapest tickets, and I'll tell you why. They go with the cheapest tickets first because that is a formula that says how much money they have to pay you. Did you know that?
Yeah.
No, you didn't know that. Well, don't say yeah to me because you didn't know that. I saw it in your face.
Okay, well.
Did you know that it starts with it's random, maybe random, but it starts with the cheapest tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, works its way up.
Meanwhile, Chinese social media is trying to make it a racial incident.
It's got nothing to do with that. What it's got to do is stupidity on every on. But you know what? Here's
pretty universal.
It's universal stupidity. So they go and they ask the guy to leave. Okay, so he says, "No, I'm not leaving." And so so they go back and now they bring the security in, and the security says, "Sir, will you please leave?" "No, I'm not leaving." Well, at that point, somebody grabs him, yanks him out. Now, in today's society, there had to have been at least 10 movies of this going, including the one right across from when we were recording this thing. He gets pulled out. They're trying to drag him down. They're trying to lift him up and carry him down. They drop him. He hits his head on a headrest. Now there's blood.
Yeah.
Now there's kids screaming. They drag him out. Okay, you think, okay, this is the end of it. No. Like 10 minutes later, he comes running back on the plane, runs to the end of the plane, and barricades himself in. I'm not, you know. So now they empty the whole plane because they said, "Well, we had to clean the blood up too."
This is the kind of thing that gives public relations
United
people
Airlines
just
CEO immediately. "I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. We suspended the main guard there. You know what? We've got to run an airline. You know, we've got to run an airline. And I'm sorry that he was coming off, but you know what? We're reaching out to them. Blah blah blah." So what they're going to do is probably get. This is what I would get at least.
Damage control.
Free flights on United for the rest of my life. Now, what are your rights? What are your rights? I'm getting ready to answer that, but we're going to take a break first. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what are your rights if the airlines come up to you and say, "Hey, we need your seat. We've offered $600. That's all we can offer." One guy said, "Hey, for $1,000, I'll do it. I'm sorry, we can't offer you $1,000. See, what they'll do is they're going to offer you like the most in your seat, you know, your seating plans. And so, okay, $600 and a flight. Or they'll give you $600 and a voucher to fly anywhere on our United system in the continental United States. So, see, what you've got to do is kind of like now it becomes let's make a deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But
Monte.
You're just going to go, "Is how about $600 and anywhere that United flies in the world?" Yeah. You know what? You could go for that. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show. When you know, as you're getting kicked off the plane, you want to look good, right? So you want to go down to Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. You are looking, man, you are the best.
You beat them all.
Your wife is dressed impeccably from Dandelion Boutique because they have it all. Brighton bags, they have it all there. And the ladies there are so good at this. So you've gone down, you've gotten all the great stuff there at super prices and just really, really good value. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. You get to the plane, and then the fight ensues. But you will be the best-dressed person carried off the plane. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. We'll be right back, and I'm going to tell you what your rights are. Not that you have a lot of them.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Good morning, everybody. It's 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 11th of April. It's a rainy day. I loved it. When I'm just coming in, and Bob, News Bob, is saying, we have a 50% chance of rain. It's raining outside right now. It's 50% chance. Well, if it's raining outside right now, isn't it 100% chance? With an 80% chance later. Not you. I'm talking about News Bob. Mm-hmm. And News Bob's catching. And he goes, man, it's going to rain more tonight. And blah, blah, blah. But if it's raining outside right now and we have a 50% chance of rain, wouldn't you say it's now 100% chance of rain? Or is this a weatherman? Is this a weatherman voodoo?
It has to do with the forecasting process. If you're standing in a random spot within the forecast area, there's a 50-50 chance you're going to be getting wet because rain is not universal across a forecast area. Oh. In fact, looking at the radar right now, it's pretty widespread, but there's days when it's just a little patch here and there, especially when we're in a thunderstorm situation, which we will be on Thursday. You could be bone dry on one side of town, and the other side of town gets an inch and a half, if not hail, which is a distinct possibility this time of year. So
This is the time of year that fruit growers and almond growers kind of dread, because it takes one big storm to wipe out the blossoms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. If you're looking for a gun, and everybody's always looking for guns, then you go on down to Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah have established a great business in the last 8 years. Their customer service, they're famous for the customer service. And for novices coming in for the first time, or those who are not just, you know, maybe, you know, you've got a gun, but you want to learn more, well, you're going to go down there to Bastiani Arms. They welcome women into Bastiani Arms. Nobody's ever going to talk down to you. Nobody's going to ever act like you don't know anything, because women, the women segment of our population, is the fastest growing gun owners of America. Women, as they want to be able to take care of themselves and feel safe, take care of their families. Bastiani Arms, classes on concealed carry, any type of gun you want, great accessories down there, reloading equipment, they have it all. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, now, getting back in is, what are your rights if you have it? First of all, how do they select? Okay, and I've got some stuff here on how they select the people. Now, if it's if in some of them, they can, it varies on which airline. If you can be found, if you are, they've got contracts which stipulates the rules and regulations. The least likely to get bumped, and this is United, are passengers who are qualified individuals with disabilities, unaccompanied minors under the age of 18, or minors between the age of 5 and 15 who use the unaccompanied minor service will be the last to be involuntarily denied boarding. Now, can you imagine this? You put your 12 or you put your 13-year-old on the plane, you're paying extra for them to watch your child, yeah, and then they fly into Phoenix and they're supposed to be getting to Albuquerque. I'm sorry, we're bumping this kid off. You know, they'll have somebody watching them there. Can you imagine that? You're sitting there in Albuquerque and you find that your kid's been bumped from a flight. I mean, that right there is lawsuit time. So I imagine an unaccompanied minor will be the very last. One of the pilots will leave before the child does, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the other ones, they start looking at other things. Southwest is very democratic. Last one on, first one off. Yeah. So if you're the last one on the plane, you get to come off first. Okay. After those with priority boarding are assessed, most carriers like United and Delta also look at the price you paid for the ticket. So this is about fare class, your full itinerary, where you have several connections and would likely be a pain to rebook. That's taken into consideration. So how much you paid for a ticket and whether you're a loyal customer also does make an influence. So what happens if you get bumped from a flight? According to the Department of Transportation, if you arrive at your destination beyond 1 to 2 hours after your original landing time on a domestic flight, you'll get 200% of the cost, up to $675. 2 or more hours, up to $1,350, and it's like that for internationals. And passengers, they may also request a full refund of the ticket costs, including any additional fees like checked luggage and all that. Now, no compensation is due if the airline arranges substitute transportation, which is scheduled to arrive at your destination within 1 hour of your originally scheduled arrival time. So can they take you off the plane? Yes. If they've got you a flight that's going to land in the next hour, you're just out of luck.
Yeah, that's all they can ask
you. That's all they can do. And they can take it. Now, News Bob just said, you know, it's really funny. Why didn't they knew that it was going to be like this before anybody got on the plane? You load, you know, you just say, we need to take 4 passengers off the plane. I'm sorry. We're not going to wait until you get there inside the plane. We're going to offer $600 right now, and we'll get you there in an hour or two. Who are they? If you don't, we're going to pick them before anybody boards. And then you got them out there fighting them out there in the gateway,
yeah,
before they, you know, before even before they load.
And that's, you know, why not do that? An airplane on the tarmac. Yeah.
Well, you know what? That happened that last flight I was in. They asked for people. And then after they asked for people, and then once we were on, they came back and said, okay, we need to move some more people off. Well, that was because I think it was they were trying to move luggage around, if that makes sense. Okay. Anyway, that's what happened. But a major black eye for United Airlines.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It was in the jokes last night on late night TV. I mean, it was lead stories. Lead stories.
I would imagine that today there are a lot of meetings about protocols and policies.
Well, that's a lawsuit, you know. I mean, right there are lawyers trying to find this guy. There are lawyers trying to find this guy. You know, I mean, he gets, you know, he's bloody. He comes out. You know, I was treated horribly. I think it's a racial thing. The Chinese are already saying it's a racist thing.
Oh, yeah, WeMo.
It is just, oh, man. You know, so you know what? United. Put on your big boy shorts because stand by because this is going to be. Yeah, please fasten your seatbelts because we are running into turbulence.
They're going to be better off paying the guy off up front because if this goes to court, they're going to take a bath.
All right, now. Hey, you want to see what the Democrats have doing in Sacramento to us again? You just when you think that they can't make it, they think they can't make it worse. You know, Proposition 57, 47, 109, and then the gas tax they put through in the middle of the night, 4 a.m. And did you see how much pork was in this? They paid off the Republican and a Democrat. They paid them off. I mean, $400 million worth of stuff that's going to happen in their district. Oh, we're going to finish this up. Paid them off. It would be called bribery anywhere else in the world. But in politics, it's called, we're going to finish this, section of the road. And, I mean, the guy held them up. He went into, and he said it. He's proud of himself. He walks in, the Republican walks in there and says, he left at 10:30 at night. He says, I got what I wanted. He goes in there and he says, I'm not going to vote for it, and you're not going to make it. It's not two-thirds. And he was right because a couple of Democrats had gone to the other side and said, this is crap. He says, this is what I want. They offered him something else. Nope, this is what I want. And he hung in there. He walks out with his $400 million project for his district. Down in the central L.A. or who knows, someplace down there. They're all the same. And then a Democrat did the same thing. So there you got almost $1 billion of pork in two districts. Yeah. You know what? At this point, you're going to lose on this. Run down there. Get as much pork as you can for the Northern California area. Fix our roads. Fix our bridges. Do all of these things. Going, you know what? I'll change over, but you need to give me $500 million. If we're going to be bribing people, let's get big bribes in here. Yeah. Come on. I want big bribes. What a bunch of
hooey
doofuses. Why? Look at what's going on. Look what they're doing to us, my friends. Look what they're doing to us. It's not nice.
The smug arrogance of the urban Democrat can never be
tomorrow.
Tomorrow
we have the State of Jefferson Mind is going to be on.
Yeah.
Jefferson State of Mind, I'm sorry. They're going to be on because we're going to have all of our shows on here in the next couple of weeks. You know, just so everybody can, you know, hey, who are these guys on and these girls on the weekend? We're going to
have
everybody on.
Gathering.
But tomorrow, Terry Raposa and his wingmen are going to be on. And, you know, trust me, you know, it's going to be an hour of us sitting there and him saying, okay, then what's your solution? Terry's going to go, then what's your solution? Well, there is no solution. The only solution is that, okay, I hate to say it. There's either got to be a lawsuit. I don't hate to say it, but this is the truth. It's either going to be a lawsuit that gives us back some representation, or it's another state. That's the only thing I can think of that will work, or the state goes bankrupt and everything changes. That's what
we should go and negotiate with the idiots at CalExit and say, okay, you can have.
You can have them.
You have everything south of Woodland. We'll just
no. Let's just do it. Let's do it an east west thing. Anyway. Okay. Look. Last thing. Okay. You remember the lady, the woman up in Modoc County over in Cedarville, part of the res over there, of the Rancheria
Modoc
over
County's
there.
First ever.
Oh my
capital
gosh.
Case.
Was just sentenced to death.
Yeah.
They were going to throw her out of the tribe and remove her privileges. She walked into that meeting. She came into that meeting with two pistols and started shooting. And not only did she kill her brother, she killed her niece, two other people, then picked up a knife, a butcher knife, and was chasing people around, stabbing them.
Yeah.
So, sentenced to death. And, I mean, I just, you know, and I know where that, and I know where she worked at. I mean, we stopped there on, you know, we're in Cedarville all the time. But,
Very.
Yeah, and where the, and I mean, it was just, wow.
the very first capital case in Modoc County.
You mean nobody in Modoc County all this time, nobody's ever been up for murder? Are you kidding?
Well,
that's Modoc County.
They think shooting at people
is part of their motto.
Death penalty case.
First death
Most
penalty.
Of the murders up there have been, you know, drunken incidents, domestic violence, but this was clearly a premeditated.
Okay, when I was down in San Quentin visiting, not when I was there, but I was visiting, 760 men, at, you know, give or take one or two, on death row. Over 50% of them, and you've probably heard me say this, over 50% of them had never been arrested before. 50% of the men, over 50% of the men on death row, in death row, had never been arrested before. And it takes a heinous crime to get you on death row, right?
That's the point of the
And this is exactly what happens. Is this woman, probably, I don't know if she's been arrested before, but it's probably not for violence like this by any means. But because it was premeditated and she went in and she killed all these people, there it is. Automatically, the death sentence. Mm-hmm. I mean, she could have gotten life in prison. I mean, essentially, what she just got was life in prison anyway.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So, all right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's been a long year and graduation is just around the corner. After all that hard work, a nice summer break is well deserved. But wait, did you know that by taking a few classes at Shasta College this summer, you can get a jump start on your college education? Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now. And we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's rodeo time! Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at ReadingRodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's ReadingRodeo.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindbach. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 11th of April. 48 degrees, going up to 58 today. 50% chance of rain unless it's raining on you. Then it becomes 100% chance. The weather rock is wet, so it must be raining here in the outside the studios of KCNR 1460. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Yeah, it's still cool because it's raining, which means that probably it's going to start shining this weekend, so Monday it'll be at least 85. So when it's 85 and outside, it's going to be even hotter inside your house, so make sure that your air conditioning unit works. This is the time to go in and call Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State. Have them come in, take a look at your air conditioner, make sure that all your filters are clean, everything's working the way it should be. And then get on their six-month plan where they come back every 6 months and they look at your air filters and make sure everything's working so that you don't have to worry about the air conditioner blowing up and when it's 112 degrees and you have a dinner party going like we did. Of course, they did come in immediately and put in they did everything humanly possible and more. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Well, if it's April, it must be time for the Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary to have their fundraising dinner, the famous Bob and Chicks Bella Vista Farms fundraising dinner. And we have Chick Miller here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We have Colonel Pete Stiglitz with us, too.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Thanks for having us.
Good. It's Chick I have, and just Pete came with her. So, good morning. Huh?
I'm just the driver.
Didn't you bring a goat in here one time?
Oh, I did. A baby goat.
Goat urinated on our floor.
Yeah, I thought it was cute, yeah, actually.
Yeah, well, you just left us there with it.
You could have at least bought new carpeting. You know?
Well, that's where you're sitting right now. Okay, you've got your fundraising dinner. It's going to be on the 21st, mm-hmm. Friday, a week from Friday.
That's right, and coming up fast.
That's right, and it's going to start at 5:30. And then at 6:30, it's all going to be at Wind River. So tell us about it. Why are you having it?
Well, we are a licensed animal sanctuary, and we have over 350 animals on the sanctuary. So this fundraiser helps us so much. It buys medical supplies, pays the vet bills. It helps us buy supplies, feed. Everything that we need on the farm is upgraded because of this fundraiser. It's all about the animals is our theme, and we have a rip-roaring time. We almost sold out last year, and we're really right there this year going to sell out.
Well, you've got like about 50 tickets left, so people need to get down there and give you a call, right?
That's right. You can call me at 347-0544. I still have tickets. VCA Animals Clinics and, treats on Eureka Way have a few tickets. Another Chance Animal Welfare League has a few tickets. But calling me would be a good idea.
And that would be at 347-0544. Okay, yes. What do you do with all these funds here? So you get thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars. You get thousands of dollars here. But that doesn't go into your pocket.
Oh, absolutely not. We have no overhead as far as employees. Bob and I run the whole farm ourselves. The medical supplies and the medical care for the animals are a very big one. It allows me to say yes to one more animal. We take in basically the unadoptable. We have three-legged. We have dogs that have diabetes. We have blind. We have deaf. We definitely take in the geriatrics and the.
You don't adopt out either.
We do not adopt out. These are not adoptable animals,
okay,
basically.
So when you take an animal in, it stays with you until it passes away.
Absolutely. Now, that doesn't mean that if someone calls me with an animal that isn't appropriate for Bella Vista Farms that I don't help them. I do help them. I network with other rescues and help them try to find homes for animals.
How'd you get into this, Chip?
Oh, my goodness. I've been a little farmer girl since I was born. I was raised in Michigan by my grandparents on a farm and then became a nurse. I was a nurse for 25 years. And my medical skills... I wouldn't know what to do without them. It really helps the farm.
Well, I guess it does. So,
yeah.
Hey, Chick, why don't you tell them real quick about the dog you saved from the dump, the town dump? Real
okay.
Quick.
I'll tell you about Ladybug. She's one of the many animals that have come in. She ran Clear Creek Road and the Igo landfill for just about a year. No one was able to catch her. Everyone was panicking because summer was coming on.
What kind of dog?
She's a nondescript. I call her a little Indian dog, the like the ones that used to follow the wagon trains. They call them a black mouth cur. And she's absolutely gorgeous. She was thin, lop-eared, and no one could catch her. They called me in on the case. I went down, quickly caught her, took her back to the farm. She adores me. I adore her.
Okay. So if you've got and so somebody can call you also and say, hey, look, there's a dog out here. And it's, you know, it looks like it's been pre-beat up. I guess, you know, they've got one or two places they can call.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to take them, get them well, and just keep them.
Absolutely.
So,
if it's appropriate for Bella Vista Farms.
If it's appropriate.
Right. And like
I
said,
is this any kind of animal?
I do domestic and barnyard rescue. I don't do reptiles and I don't do wildlife. But that doesn't mean that people can't call me and I will direct them with any type of animal. I'll give them advice, hopefully.
Okay. You do birds?
Oh, I do a lot of birds, a lot of domestic birds. I have a lot of parrots, small birds, cockatiels, parakeets, very large parrots.
How do you get a parrot?
Well, I can absolutely tell you that a lot of these animals are left to me in wills. Oh. Or when someone dies, they didn't have a plan, which I always encourage people to have a plan for your animals in case you even twist an ankle or fall down or die. You need some place for your animals to go.
We
have a plan.
We have three pet pigs.
And oh,
I've got them all in the wills going to Pete Stiglitz.
All right.
Because I know Pete's, you know. He's got some room out there.
Boy, I'll be
lives.
Eating good then. Huh?
No, you know what? No. You can't eat them all at once. You know. So I mean, if you're going to eat the ham there, you got to give him a prosthetic leg.
Bacon.
You know. Come on. Come on. We got a little bacon pork chop.
Have you guys forgotten who's here? Who's sitting right here?
I got to blame if I could. I got to blame Chick because she used to take care of cats, but she sends them all my way because I'm right up the road from her. I've saved eight of them. They're now my cats. Eight cats.
Yeah, eight cats.
Can you believe that?
I've heard
a dozen more.
You know, don't get me going there, Pete, because I've heard cat women, but cat men, you know. Okay.
Pat,
you
know, I love them all, though.
She brings over a starter pack of six kittens. Here you go. Here's your starter pack.
Well, I've had them all spayed and neutered, too.
He
very important.
Definitely does his part in the cat department.
Well, you know what? It's hard to find places for cats sometimes. Okay. So it's going to be on the 21st. You can still get tickets. You got to give Chick a call, though, at 347-0544. I bet you've got a website, too.
Yes.
It's, well, you can just tell them what it
is. BellaVistaFarm.org.
There you go. Tickets are available at VCA Animal Hospitals and other places like?
You can call me at 347-0544. Mm-hmm. Treats and another Chance Animal Welfare League.
Okay.
This is going to be a dynamite.
Entertainment,
event.
Fabulous auction and raffles. I listened to your ad that's on our, running on our station, our spot on the station, and you've got like, what? Trips to Africa or something like that?
Yeah. I got them right here real quick. Seven nights of luxurious accommodations at the St. James Club and Villa on Antigua and 5 days accommodations in Cancun, Mexico, and a one-day park hopper ticket for four to Disneyland. So those are just three of the better ones. There's a bunch more.
Okay, so you're going to have raffles and all types of, you know,
we're going to have
kind of
bag
stuff.
Raffles, 50-50 drawings, silent auction, and live auction. And Tom Basenko and Les Baugh are the master of ceremonies again this year, my buddies.
Wow.
And they are very upbeat and funny. A dynamite dinner. This event is extremely upbeat and happy.
Les Baugh and Tom Basenko. I've seen him one time. I'm just not sure about this, about these two.
Oh, and, I love them.
I don't mean it like that. I mean, and Les has actually been taking a stand on some really cool things lately. And Tom, we just love Tom. But them together is kind of, you know, I mean, but they're, I mean, it's like you see one, you see the other one. So I guess it could be is that, you know, there's a bromance going here. Like
no,
you're
they're
not
just joined at the
well,
hip.
No. Bromance is okay. Bromance is all right. But they obviously have something going there. And they are, they, you know what, they come out and they volunteer their time. They raise money. They're good guys.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
They're good guys. So, you know what, on things like this. And I just, and you know what? I appreciate when people do that because I know it's tough when you're out emceeing, especially if, you know, you're trying to keep people's interest and you're trying to raise money. I mean, we do this all the time.
Yeah. And you have to remember that Tom and I go way back. I was jail nurse. Tom was what I call jailer boy, and we were in our 20s together. I mean, to tell you.
Jailer boy.
Lots
Tom.
Of stories there to tell.
Yeah, do I so, ever, but not
so
today.
Did Tom thump guys? Would you like thumping them and you'd have to come in and fix them up?
Oh, no. Tom was
Was he just a lollipop? Was he a lollipop?
He was a lollipop. He was tall, dark, and handsome.
I wonder if he's listening.
Cute.
He always listens. Why do you think I'm saying this?
Call in,
Why
Tom.
Do you think no. I'm saying this?
Thomas Sorry, Tom.
Finkel was a lollipop. He was tall, dark, and handsome.
And kind.
Sounds like a new nickname for Tom.
And he was very protective of me. He was very, very good guy.
So Tom didn't thump any of the prisoners?
No, and he's still a good guy to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I very much appreciate him.
Good. Okay. Hey, you know, Chuck, you guys.
And I didn't know he was listening.
Well, no, he listens all the time.
Oh.
I so much appreciate what you do. The whole community does. You're in your
Thank
animal
you.
Sanctuary. There's nothing in it for you. You guys no. just, you just, no, I mean, I know that. I'm just, let me say this. There's nothing in it for you. You all just go out and you rescue animals. And I think that is just wonderful that there's these pets that nobody or these animals nobody else is going to touch because for a variety of reasons. And there's Tom on the other line right now.
I can tell
you right now that Tom Pasinko is on the other line because Bob is standing at attention.
He's
not going to come on. He's not going to come on, huh? What did the sheriff say?
Am I going to jail?
See you in court.
What happens there stays there.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I can see it now.
Right. Okay.
Wait till after the event to arrest me.
Give Chick a call at 347-0544. This is for the annual Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary fundraising dinner. It's all about the animals. Okay? It's a great thing you do.
Thank you so much for having us.
And it's good for Pete to hang around with you. It ups his.
I
don't know that.
It ups his likability immediately. Okay.
Exactly.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Come join Bob and Chick Miller of Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary the evening of April 21st at the Wind River Event Center for their annual fundraising dinner and auction. It'll be a wonderful evening of fun, great food, entertainment, and a fantastic auction. 100% of money raised goes to the care and feeding of abandoned and abused animals that call the farm their forever home. Some of the great items to be auctioned off include a South Africa photo safari for two, 7 nights of luxurious accommodations at the St. James Club and Villa on Antigua, 5 days accommodations in Cancun, Mexico, and a one-day park hopper ticket for four to Disneyland. So get your tickets today at any Redding or Anderson VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick a call at 347-0544. Get $5 off if you purchase your tickets before March 31st. And remember, it's all about the animals.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Shasta High School's award-winning music department is pleased to present its 47th annual spring musical, George and Ira Gershwin's Crazy for You, April 27th through 29th and May 4th through 6th at the David Marr Theater in Reading. This romantic comedy will include professional costumes and staging and feature a live orchestra. Recommended for ages 4 years and up, tickets can be purchased online now at ShastaWolves.com or ShastaHighChoir.com. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Get your tickets now for the best seats available.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock right here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service store. Jewelry store in the city of Reading. Why can I say that? Because they have the only internal watch repairman. Other places will say they're full service, that they'll take in watches, but most of them will take them over to Four Winds Jewelry and have this guy fix it. This is what he does. He fixes watches. 2225 Hilltop Drive, a great selection of jewelry, great fair prices. Anything from lapidary to design and building. Anything you want. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. I've got two stories. I'm kind of running out of time here. So I'm going to do the one that hits. The one I'm going to do, I'll save it till tomorrow. This is the one about the opioid addiction of veterans. Nearly 50% of all veterans enrolled and receiving care from the Veterans Health Administration are affected by chronic pain, which is much higher rate than in the general population, from the lives they've lived, from it happened. So the rate of opiate addiction seems to be higher. And in one study, it looks like the VA says there's 68,000 veterans that are addicted to opiates. Now, I'm going to go more into the story tomorrow when I have more time, because I've got another one here I want to talk about in bail reform. I can tell you a personal story of my cousin who was wounded in Vietnam very badly, came back out, got his life back on track, and then the injury that he was, one of the injuries that, you know, that had him leave Vietnam, came back. And so he's being seen at the VA. He became addicted to pain medication. Addicted. They would give him a month's supply of these heavy duty opiates. He would be back in a week, and they would just resupply him with it. And Jimmy, God bless him, comes out, and he knew after months. He says, I'm what I talk to other people about. I'm addicted to these things. And he turned himself in. He entered himself into a veterans program, you know, in a hospital to get off these things. And he did. But they were just handing them out like candy. Now, this was 30 years ago when all this was happening, 20, 25, 30 years ago. But now we're back into that. We're back into them handing these out. Like at our veterans clinic here in town, there's only one doctor that can hand out, that can prescribe opiates, mm-hmm. painkillers. I don't know if people knew that, but they, you know, it's just like one doctor can do it. And if somebody needs it, they've got to go through this one doctor. But we're going to talk more about this tomorrow. What I want to talk about right now is this bail reform law that's coming through the Democrats and some bleeding heart organizations. But it's the Democrats. It's walking its way through the legislature, my friends. And what it would do is essentially eliminate bail, except for the most serious crimes. That's right. The counties would have to establish, which means we have to pay for it. We have to establish a review board where people would come up and they would have a procedure to assess each arrestee on being a safety threat and a flight risk. Now, you think about this. How many people a day do we arrest? What?
A fair number.
50? 40? Let's just say 20 a day. So that those 20 a day have got to come to this and be assessed. Now, the serious ones have to still go in front of a judge, but this other one is kind of like a mini judge, and he looks at it. Now, what they're trying to do is they're trying to do away with bail for people who don't have the money. See, they're saying is, oh, okay, well, look, if you don't have the money, then you shouldn't have to stay in jail because you don't have money, because you did a crime, because you've been accused of doing a crime. Let me put it this way. You've been accused of doing a crime. You can't get out of jail because you don't have money for bail, and that's not fair. Well, this system has been like this forever. And the point is that where the Democrats are all for this, the peace officers and the district attorneys and all the law enforcement are against it. They're saying, look what's going to happen here. What you should, what you mean, because you've robbed somebody, but you don't have the money to, you know, or you've taken all their possessions and you don't have the money for bail, we're going to let you out. But if you're on a DUI and you've got money for bail, now you've got to pay for bail. And, you know, the whole process is going to cost us money. I mean, we have a bail process. We're going to try and get Holly on from Holly's Bail Bonds.
Yeah, they're looking at losing their business.
Looking at losing their businesses over this thing. It was bad enough when the way they did it before, when they were, you know, when they were changing how what the changing what the rules are. What's a serious crime? But your bail can be anywhere from $100 up to $5 million in the city or the county of Shasta. The average is like $200,000, I believe, $200,000 for the average. I think the median's less than that, but I think it's $200,000. So when you think about this, again, we're going to be turning if this thing passes, we're going to be having more people turn loose with no bail. They've got to come up with a way to have them show up for court. Now, would this be that everybody that comes up?
How's that working out so far?
Well, yeah. We're on the most wanted. How come the most wanted are people who are not showing up for court? So what do you do? As soon as you get arrested for anything, okay, let's just say that you shoplifting or let's get into something a little more serious. Let's just say that you you broke into somebody's car, like you see these, and they took stuff. Now, ordinarily, they just take them down there. And, you know, so they book them, but they've got, you know, you've got, well, they don't even put those guys in jail. They don't even bail. I mean, there's no even bail for those guys because they turn them loose. So these got to be people that are arrested for something a little more serious.
Do I understand correctly that if some POG, garbage, breaks into my house and steals a $500 gun, they can be charged with a misdemeanor? But if I don't report it in a timely manner, I can be charged with a felony?
Well, that's really – well, no, they changed that. They changed the rule on guns. If you steal a gun, it's a felony. But see, once supposedly they break in your house. Now, those are ones that would supposedly get bail, all right, because it's more serious. So now that person would have to go to another entity whom we are paying for out of our taxes, paying, you know, that would say, okay, you're either going to be in the we're going to, okay, set bail for you. Okay, well, you're not very rich, so we're not, instead of having like a $1 million bail, which is what it should be, we're going to make this a $10,000 bail. And, you know, then you pay $1,000 to get out. The whole thing is such a mess. You know what I'd like to do? Two things. One, we want to get Holly on, you know, for Holly's Bail Bonds. She's been on before talking about what happened last time. So we'll have her on. But we'd also like to have, you know, of course, then the sheriff and the chief are going to be on next Wednesday.
Yeah, that would be good.
Not tomorrow. It'll be a week from tomorrow. They're going to be on. Of course, we'll be talking about one of the many things we'll be talking about. Is this bail reform?
Yeah. In fact, that was Tom on the phone setting me straight on a couple of things. Breaking into a home is still a felony. However, mm-hmm. The gun part of it is not a felony, and we're going to get some answers from Tom next time he comes
next Wednesday.
On.
He'll be on next week. Yeah. I'm going to have both he and the chief on at the same time. I usually don't do that.
This will be the safest place in the county.
Well, maybe, or, you know, or who knows? It'll be maybe, yeah, we'll be safe, but everything else out in the streets will be in danger. Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to we've got Doug Wright coming in. And, you know, here's the good thing about a lawyer. It's tax time. It's business time. It's all these things. And the state keeps passing new laws. And, you know, frankly, taxes should be easy to do. I mean, shouldn't taxes be easy to do? They come out with this thing every year and say, oh, no, the average person can do their taxes in 30 minutes. But there's no such thing anymore as, I guess, as an average person. And if you have a business or if you have – I'm not even sure. If Linda gets to write off some of the stuff she does because she sings. You know, she's an entertainer. So she gets to write off certain things. I know, how does that happen? But that's got nothing to do with it. That's just taxes. But we're going to be talking about the things that can get you in trouble in business. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBod. Well, we got another couple seconds. Weather today, 48 degrees right now, going up to 58. We've got rain. It's going to be raining more. And
Shasta Lake, 10 feet
from the top. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. We'll be right back.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Russia has not lived up to its promises.
Russia has failed to uphold the agreements that have been entered into under multiple UN Security Council resolutions. These agreements stipulated Russia as the guarantor of a Syria free of chemical weapons.
Tillerson arriving in Moscow today for talks regarding Russia's support for the Assad regime. Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports that Russia says the Syrian government will allow experts to examine a military base for any signs of those chemical weapons.
Russia's general staff says the Damascus government is willing to let international experts examine the airbase believed to have been used for the attack. President Vladimir Putin, meantime, says Russia wants the UN to investigate the attack. He is dismissing suggestions that the Syrian government was behind it and says there's intelligence about planned provocations using chemical weapons that would put the blame on Syria.
And as correspondent Jill Lawless reports, the G7 nations meeting in Italy agree that more must be done to end the protracted civil war in Syria.
On one level, there's a great deal of agreement among the countries here that something needs to be done and that in order for the conflict in Syria to come to an end, Russia needs to change.
Disagreement, though, on how to make Russia change via state-run TV in North Korea. A threat of countermeasures if the U.S. should opt for military action as the U.S. and South Korea continue their joint military exercise.
These combined capabilities are essential for our alliance to ensure stability.
Brigadier General Michelle Russell says those exercises will run through April 21st. Here's a scenario they don't tell you about in those pre-flight safety demonstrations on airlines. What happens when the airline's overbooked and you get drug off the plane by security guards? That's what happened to a man last night at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. More from townhall.com.
The letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about Corbin, are you?
Now,
Mackenzie Phillips.
Do I know you?
Believe in miracles.
Why did you bring me here?
The pain inside is devouring you.
We'd like to heal it if you'd let us.
That's why you're here, Mackenzie. This is your flying lesson.
The Shack, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Soundtrack featuring the new single, When I Pray For You, from Dan and Shay. Now playing in theaters.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
The Stockholm truck attack suspect has appeared at a court hearing in the Swedish capital. We get more from the BBC's Dan Johnson in Stockholm.
The 39-year-old Uzbek was brought into court in handcuffs. Security here is tight and the press gallery is full. Rakhmat Akilov is wearing green overalls and had to be told to remove a green blanket from over his head before the hearing started. The prosecutor laid out the charges he faces, and Rakhmat Akilov's lawyer said his client would admit hijacking a delivery truck and crashing it. Four people died in the attack in central Stockholm on Friday afternoon.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions today takes a tour of the U.S.-Mexico border during a visit to Arizona. Sessions will be touring what is mostly rough terrain along the international border in Nogales, Arizona, about 70 miles south of Tucson. Sessions has made immigration enforcement a key priority. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An influential government health panel is dropping its opposition to routine prostate cancer screenings.
The U.S. Preventive Service Task Force now says that it's okay for men to get prostate cancer tests, or at least they should be able to decide for themselves after discussing the pros and cons with their doctors. This is the latest recommendation based on new evidence indicating routine PSA blood tests can slightly reduce some men's chances of dying from prostate cancer. The new draft guidelines echo those of several leading medical groups. They replace the panel's 2012 guidance, which said the test did more harm than good. I'm Shirley Smith.
It's low going on Wall Street right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off by 106 points. The high-tech NASDAQ down about 50. And the S&P 500 right now off by 15 points. More on these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Get your motor running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 17th for our Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the parking lot. Space is limited, so get here early and show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog, chips, and soda on us. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $5. Favorite car wins free slot play. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Classic cars are better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Mundabod. Good morning, everybody. It's like 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, your Town Hall of the Air. Wow, Town Hall of the Air. I really like that because so many people are in. You know, like, you come in and we talk about people's fundraisers for the animals, for, you know, plays going on from the high schools. So this is what community radio ought to do. So good morning, everybody. It is, again, 8 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob, help me with the weather
help
today.
Help me. Well, we've got scattered rain throughout the area, according to our KCNR weather radar. Occasional rain today, high of 56. Winds about 15 miles an hour out of the southeast. 100% chance of rain through the county, but we'll see an accumulation of about a quarter of an inch. That'll continue with rain showers tonight, and then as well tomorrow, about another quarter inch or so. Then we get thunderstorms on Thursday, and Friday should be see some sunny skies. So mixed bag over the next couple of days. Shasta Lake currently 10 feet from the top of the dam. Right now in Redding, temperature is 47 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, won an award, a state-level award, for hiring veterans. Yeah, that's right. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Here's why. Summer's on the way. At B&T Satellite, they're going to make it easy for your boat, RV, or even your treehouse. That's right. If you have a treehouse, you can have Dish TV. That's right. It's not, B&T is not your corporate call center. It's not the ones you're going to be calling up and trying to have, you know, somebody that speaks very little English try to help you. This is B&T Satellite. You just give them a call, 241-DISH, 241-3474. They've got great deals. You can go in with their packages there, a $39.99 package, you know, for getting you on the air. You can almost, you know, select the types of channels you want. B&T Satellite. It's done. Business is done with your needs in mind. B&T Satellite. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Doug Wright, attorney at law, and in our monthly legal update of everything. And so much stuff has happened.
Yes, Carl. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning.
It's hard to keep up with everything.
Oh, no, it is. Okay, let's start with the big one, Gorsuch. I mean, you know, all lawyers – well, I shouldn't say all lawyers, but most lawyers probably have a feeling about Gorsuch.
I think they probably do. I like him. I think that he's a great selection for the court. I think he stands for everything that a Supreme Court justice should be. You know, I had the opportunity to spend a summer with Justice Kennedy, and those folks are phenomenally intelligent, phenomenally dynamic, and just really a pleasure to be around. And I see him in that same light. I think he'll be a great addition to the court and will be a wonderful citizen for our country.
You know, it was tough for the Democrats to try and throw, you know, dirt on his robes, though they tried. I mean, they gave it their best shot, but even they were going, oh, man, this is tough.
Oh, yeah, it was pure politics. That's all it was. I mean, there was no real substance to any of the arguments other than just political.
And I think he knows that. I mean, his wife sitting behind him smiling. And you know that, I don't know, maybe they get, you know, if it had been Linda sitting behind me during this thing, they would have had her on some kind of heavy meds because she'd have been up going across the room with a pickaxe going after Schumer or something like that. But just because, you know, you love your mate there. So, but I'm sure what they do is they brief him and they probably even tell him, this is, do not take this personally. This is something we have to do. So don't take it personally. I think you're just really a great guy. You're totally, totally qualified for this job, and you're going to get in. Yeah, I know it's going to be a political thing, but no matter what I say today, just sit there and smile.
I agree. I think that you see a lot of that. You know, they know the game, and I think that what he said, Justice Gorsuch said that one of his biggest regrets was putting his family through it. So he knew what was coming to him personally, but. Well, you know, to see his family go through that process has got to be grueling.
Well, you know, that's what Colin Powell said. You know, when people were drafting him, I mean, I would have thought he'd been a great president. You know, I just really think he could have been. He said, I'm not putting my family through it. And I understand he's probably, his wife is, probably got some medical problems and all that. But just going through this. And, you know, for a justice, it's not that long. If you're running for office, I mean, it can be for years. And once you're in there, look what they're doing to them.
Yep.
You know, that's just horrible.
24/7.
Oh, anyway. So, you know, for anybody that runs for a political office, you might, you know. Everybody has to go through that.
Yeah, you know.
look at Brent Weaver. I'm just trying to help. And people beating him up all the time, you know.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's.
He's not getting paid for it. Yep. I mean, he's getting some, but he's not getting paid to get beat up like that.
No. Nope.
You know, Missy. You know, here's Missy. Well, you know what? I'm trying to do the best I can. You know, if you don't like it, you do it. No, Missy. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
No. Yep. Most of us don't. Anybody throws their hat in the ring. Okay. I wanted to talk to you about that. And then the other thing, I'm going to take an early break because I want to ask you a little bit about this bail reform that just hit, And I know you've been looking at that too. But they don't want to get into the business side of this because here it is tax time. And
yes, the most wonderful time of the year if you're in government.
And I just told you what was going on with, you know, the trucking company here and this Caltrans. They are so nice to you as they put the knife in you, you know, from numerous times. But they're really nice when they do it.
And they're doing you a favor.
Look, let me do this for you. At the same time, they've just, you know, your intestines, you're holding your intestines in. So.
Yep.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's about 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here.
Diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Find diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's having a great day. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, Share Spouses. I heard, and I said this yesterday, I heard, you know, because the justices are picking their clerks now.
Yeah.
That one of the justices is not picking a clerk. He's not picking, or she is not, he or she is not picking clerks.
Yeah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is who I had heard.
Oh, is that right? Is yeah. not picking clerks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which means, you know, and she's on the liberal left. So if she goes,
if she's not picking clerks, that usually means is that they're not going to be there for that next
next term.
The next term, is that correct? Or can they hold the other ones over? Or is it always? Are they always kind of like? New ones.
Usually it's a 2-year term, but they stagger them so that okay. that way they always have.
But they're always picking them at this point.
Yep.
That's, and see, I didn't hear her. So
who did you
but
hear?
I'm not going to say it because somebody told me not to say anything, okay. but they said I could talk about it.
Yeah.
And but that's interesting because that one's going to be, well, it is. It's going to be World War III because Trump puts another, he picks that, the woman. I think it was out of Iowa.
Yeah.
She is just, I guess, a brilliant, and she's on the circuit court there, you know, or the appeal. I guess she's brilliant, but she is hardcore right. Or she's yeah. very, she's conservative. I shouldn't say hardcore right, but she is conservative.
Well, even if Ginsburg does leave, and even if he nominates a moderate.
A moderate conservative. You're right. Yeah. No, it's a battle because.
Yeah. The left would be giving up a huge seat. That they claim is theirs, and you know, to even bring in someone that's in the middle would be a huge loss for the left, and they know it, and you know.
Well, you know what, moderation sometimes, but hey, people have spoken.
Yeah.
And when one of the biggest thing for a lot of people was SCOTUS, was you know not who the, you know the president and their policies is you know they can be fought.
Yep.
But once you put those people on all those 1,400 judges or 1,200 judges that they still need to put out there, plus the Supreme Court, I mean, that's an impact for Decades. Oh, decades. Sure.
Yeah. Well, we dealt with it from the late 50s through the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
With the policies that came out of the Supreme Court. So it may just swing the other way at this point, you know.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. This new bail reform act. And I realize, you know, you're in business law and probate and all that, but I also know that you're a very bright guy and that you look at all this. This bail reform.
It's
what do you think about from what you've read about it?
Well, you know, it's not surprising, first. But I think when you look at the criminal justice system, at its core, why you have laws in place is that you want to deter people from committing crimes, right? So you have certain things in place with punishment and, you know, there's all these requirements.
You do something wrong, you're picked up, and then you're punished for what you did.
Yep, and you make an example out of them so nobody else wants to do the same crime, right? So in this situation, what we're doing now with AB 109, with Prop 47, we're lessening all the crimes, so the deterrent is becoming less of a reality. And now with no bail, it's turnstile at 100 miles an hour now.
Here's my question before. Okay, you pick a guy up for stealing something out of a store, you know, $300-$400 worth, and so they pick them up, or taking things out of a car.
Yeah,
because there's no room for them already, they turn them away already, right?
Yep.
And they don't have to post bail then.
Well, in a lot of instances, that's a misdemeanor now, so they'll just cite them.
Okay,
they don't even take them in.
So then, the ones they're talking about now then would be something like they break into your house. Now it's once they break in your house and they catch them.
Yep.
Now that's a felony.
That's burglary.
That's correct. Burglary. Okay. Yep. So they bring them into, and now they have to have bail, right? I mean, to be released.
Depends. So what the proponents are saying is that it gives the judges greater leeway in determining whether, one, they're a threat to society, whether they're going to be showing up for their court date. There's a whole number of factors that the judges can now take into account, which means that there's no room in the jail. This guy lives here, so therefore we're going to let him go.
And he doesn't have any money.
Doesn't have any money, which I think is utterly ridiculous.
It is, because now, you know, and Holly Hoekstra, you know, Holly's bail bonds, and Holly's been doing, you know, helping people for a long time. I mean, let's face it, it's a bail bond, and so, but she works with them. She says that'll essentially put us out of work.
Sure, it will. And
because, well, anyway, why?
Well, and what we've seen, going back to what we were just mentioned, when these folks are coming through the turnstile, and even if there is no bail requirement, or there was a bail requirement, they're coming right back out. They're reoffending immediately almost. We see in the city of Reading where someone will steal a car, go back out, steal another car, go back out, rob someone. What do you think? I mean, that's going to magnify it by 10 if we don't have a bail system in place to keep any of them in. And Holly and the rest of the folks in that industry, you're right, they are going to be out of business because there's not going to be any demand for that product.
And the other part, too, on this is they said that counties will set up a method to assess. Now, when you say that, set up a method, that means another layer of bureaucracy in there because the judges are already chocked,
from
what I understand. I mean, they're just loaded. So now they're going to have another bureaucracy in there that's going to look at every one of these people arrested that would be going for bail.
Yep.
So what if they arrest 20 a day? So 10 of those have to be looked at. So does that mean you're going to have somebody working 24 hours a day? So you've got different people there that looks at it and says, nope, you are going to have to bail.
They already do that. And so
they do that already.
Yeah, we actually had a meeting yesterday in Department 3 with Judge Baker about where the court's at and what's happening with so we have several open seats up there. And currently we are by the number of cases that the county manages, we're supposed to have 16.7 judges, Superior Court judges. Well, we only have 10 active. We have some retirees that are on assignment, so we get coverage, and we have two commissioners. Well, when the judges go on 24-hour duty to deal with search warrants and for arrest warrants and for emergency protective orders, things like that.
Oh, okay.
Commissioners can't deal with the warrants. The legislature's working on changing that. But so we have 10 judges right now that 365 days a year, they have to manage 24 hours a day. So now put in the bail issue into that.
Okay, so that would just be thrown into that group.
Oh, yeah. So their workload is going to be even more. And they're already almost a little more than half staff.
Does it have to be a judge or a lawyer to do this?
A judge sets bail, yeah. A lawyer could do it. In fact, that was one of the topics that was raised yesterday was, can the local bar assist with these types of issues?
Yeah.
Because, a judge is no different than a lawyer. It's a lawyer that is on the bench, although they've gone through some judicial training.
Yeah, sure.
So that we may see that. I know that issue is going to be looked at by the bench locally to see.
Here's your chance for doing public service. This is your month on the or your week or 2 weeks on the bail assessment.
And that's what will happen. So what they may do is they may appoint more commissioners to help deal with this issue. So we get,
Commissioner is also a lawyer.
A commissioner is a lawyer, correct. Okay. A commissioner is not a superior court judge, but they sit on the bench. Right. They'll hear evictions.
The people that adjudicate that, those are commissioners.
Correct, typically. You also may have what's called a judge pro tem. Uh-huh. That's a volunteer judge. That's a program that I've volunteered for. I haven't yet been able to do it because they haven't apparently had none of the need yet. But at some point, the attorneys in the community go up and they hear small claims cases. They hear some eviction cases, but the commissioner generally is a step above that. They just don't have the ability to issue warrants and things like that or sign off on warrants.
All right. So, but it's still going to be a mess.
Absolutely.
Do we expect
any less from California at this point?
I mean, my goodness. I mean, it's just one thing after another here.
Yeah.
I mean, you think that when it can't get any worse on some of the things they do. But we do it to ourselves. I mean, we're the ones, the voters, not we, the people up in Northern California didn't do it. But the voters did Prop 47 and 57.
And passed overwhelmingly. It wasn't even really a close call.
It wasn't close. And then the high-speed rail, we had a chance to go back and say, no. Okay, the first one, no. Okay, let's look at it again. And I'm not sure why or how, what they're giving and putting in the water in Southern California or along the coast. I'm just not sure anymore.
Because I know.
Is there just all common sense is gone?
Well, if it's dumb, then we just double down on it. It's amazing.
If you don't have money, we can't keep you in jail. It's not fair. But it's a criminal. Oh, no, but it doesn't make any difference. They can't get out because they don't have any money. But they're criminals.
Yeah. Well, and that is one factor. If they can pay the bail, then that is one factor positive for requiring bail.
Yeah. So, yeah. So you and I get into a fight on the street.
Yep.
And they say, oh, Carl, okay, Carl, you can leave, Carl. You don't have enough money. Doug. That'll be a $50,000 bail.
So you're just
a minute. He did the same thing. Oh, yeah, but, Carl, runs a radio station. They don't have any money.
He's a celebrity, practically.
Yeah, you're just a
simple country lawyer.
You're just a lawyer. You're a lawyer out there. Lawyer. Everybody knows lawyers are rich. So we're going to help you pay for this. Okay. No, but that's it. That's essentially what it is. Yeah. I can't believe the state of California. Okay. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about starting a business in California. I don't even know what to say about this sometimes. But
well, I do. Nevada.
I know. I had a business start. I had property in Nevada. I had my vehicles registered in Nevada. I had an LLC working out of Nevada.
Yeah.
Until things change in life, and so you come up here and start businesses in California. But I still look at myself like an idiot. But for some of the things you do. But you have to, if you're gonna play in California, I think you ought to you have a business, though a lot of people don't believe that. But you're gonna talk about that.
Yeah, we can cover that.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Ted Leidy and Northern Firearms Instruction. You're not gonna find a better place, more thorough training for concealed carry, advanced pistol or tactical rifle than Northern Firearms Instruction. This is what Ted Leidy does. This is his business. This isn't part-time. It's not on the weekends. This is full-time for him. He's been qualified to teach and certified to teach in 27 counties in this state. Yeah, that's right. And all of his instructors are NRA trained. All of his instructors have had advanced training. Everybody that works for Northern Firearms Instruction is a very competent professional. Give him a call at 999-1823 or check out readingccw.com. We'll be right back with Douglas Wright.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lawlessness. The cause of lawlessness is the absence of godly moral values. Godly moral values are absolute and unchangeable. This absence of godly morals is the result of the deliberate killing of God in the hearts and minds of people, beginning with our children. This is done by corrupt leaders so that they are the ones who decide what is morally right or wrong. Look around you. What you see is the result of this kind of moral decay. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, this is Janet with Pirate Secret Essential Oils. Our essential oil, Dathif, has helped ease or eliminate the itch and pain of mosquito bites, bee stings, fungal infections, athlete's foot, cold sores, canker sores, cuts and abrasions, tattoos, smelly shoes, acne, skin rashes, shaving bumps, beard dandruff, and helps defend against cold and flu symptoms. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 48 degrees, going up to 58 today. We're going to have rain. We have rain all the time. 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. The best place in the world to get a haircut. I can tell you that. I get my haircut there all the time. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with attorney at law, Douglas Wright, who is his expertise, you know, so many different things, but is business law, probate.
Interstate planning.
Interstate. Yep.
Estate planning.
Not interstate, but estate planning. starting a business in California.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned Nevada, which is really the smart thing to do, but a lot of folks want to be in California for a lot of reasons. You know, the economy is still pretty good here. It's a beautiful place to live. You know, you get good employees because there are smart people here, educated people here, talented people here. So it's a good place to want to have a business. Having a business, though, is always the struggle. You know, and a lot of what we do on the business side of things, you know, it's about 10% legal and about 90% business. Like, how do we make this happen? Because there's a lot of practical realities to running a business that aren't necessarily legal. You got to have your compliance in place and make sure you know, understand what your arena is and what the rules and regulations are. But a lot of times, it's just straight up issues of, how am I going to keep cash flow going? How am I going to keep employees happy? How am I going to make sure that I'm in the right location and marketing my business properly? But at its core, we have to make sure the structure and the foundation's in the right place. And that's usually where we start with someone is, okay, what exactly are you going to be doing? So what's the business that you want? What are the licensing requirements? What are the rules and regulations? What what wage orders apply to you. You know, what is the labor code going to apply to you? Kind of get the universe of facts that are going to be in place for you. Mm-hmm. Are you going to have business partners? Because, you know, the only ship that doesn't sail is a partnership. So we got to have an exit strategy. Because at some point...
it can sink.
It can sink. And most likely, every business at some point is going to either sell or close or phase out. Nothing really goes on in perpetuity. You know, I mean, some will go on for, you know, foreseeable future, but most businesses will wind up, you know, someone will finish their career, sell off and move on. And how do you manage that at the inception? Because it's important to have that in place from the beginning.
I think so. Hey, we got a caller here. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. This is Jim wanting to wish the Submariners a happy birthday. This is our 117th birthday since 1900, when the first submarine, the USS Holland, went in commission and was bought for the Navy.
Commander Gibson, my hero. You know what? It's because of men like you that they talk about the Iron Men of the Navy.
Well, maybe that's overblown, but I do want to wish all the submariners a happy birthday. And also, on another subject, and your man seems to be talking about business, the best reason for the state of Jefferson was just passed with a gasoline tax. That we had two people to represent us to try to stop this awful thing that's going to... Just think of what it's going to do, just as common thing as bread and so forth, raising the price of diesel to get into this. It's amazing. The farmers with diesel, the trucks with diesel, the gasoline for the little vans to deliver to mom and pops. This is the time for the people to step up and say we've had enough.
I think you're absolutely right, Commander. Now, unfortunately, at 4 a.m. in the morning, they put it out. They bought off a couple of the only two people that could hold it. They bought them off with almost $1 billion worth of pork into their districts.
Right.
It's just, you're right, though. It's time for a change, change.
As the last thing, Carl, you don't have to sing happy birthday.
Okay. Happy birthday, you submariners.
Thank you.
You bet, sir. Okay. Happy birthday to you. What a great guy.
Well, I
know
where
I'm submariners, those are guys that go in these iron coffins, these coffins, and they purposely sink them,
yeah.
You know, and they go underneath the water and pray that they come up, at least in an airplane. You know,
eventually we come down. Yeah.
And there's a lot more room in an airplane.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, some of these big
ones. Which isn't saying much.
Yeah.
But, I'm probably going to have to just start taking my boat up to Oregon to fill it because I don't use that much diesel, but I'm not going to pay those prices just for my boat.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Okay, let's move back on. And okay, so the other thing, too, when you're establishing your business, then you establish whether it should be a corporation or a partnership or an LLC or things like this.
So structure, that's what you want to look at. Exactly how are you going to be structured? There's a lot of advantages to having a structure in place, whether it's a corporate structure, an LLC, which is a limited liability company, because it does a couple different things. Importantly, is one, it allows you to separate yourself from your business operation so that you can insulate yourself from liability, that if something goes wrong on the business side, your personal assets won't be subject to creditors or claims and liens and things like that. The other part is, which is really important, is tax advantages. You know, if you make your subchapter S election as a corporation, there's some real advantages to doing that, where you can take shareholder distributions that aren't subject to self-employment tax. And that's a 15-16% of tax that you don't have to pay, and it's legal. You know, just having that plan in place and knowing exactly what the rules are and how to advantage those rules make a big difference on your bottom line.
Ken, I was talking to a guy that works for the Labor Commission. And by the way, maybe someday you can come in here and talk about that, because what a horrible mess that is. I mean, not because, you know, but I was talking to him. He just was he's over there working there. Yeah. He goes, no, you just can't even imagine the things that are going on. I mean, and you know, some of them are really unfair to workers. But there's others that, and I said, no, they're going after individuals. I said, well, that's what, you have a corporation. Well, that maybe that's – and that's what I'm bringing this up. Yeah, but they can – some of these, they can go after the individuals of the corporation.
Very difficult to do.
It's very difficult, though. That's what I thought. That's why you have corporations, is
exactly.
to kind of protect you for something that happens.
Yep, and the case law is pretty clear on this, that agents, officers, directors of corporations, as long as they've followed all the formalities and done all the things they were supposed to be doing – they aren't going to be subject to the liability that the company would.
Unless it was – unless they did something themselves.
Personally, correct.
Personally, okay. Because that's where you get into like Fox News and Roger Ailes.
Correct. The sexual harassment.
The sexual harassment was based on him, not the corporation.
Yep. Okay. But let's say, for example, with Roger Ailes, other officers wouldn't be personally liable for what Roger Ailes was doing. But Roger Ailes would be responsible for what he was doing.
Would the corporation also be?
Roger Corporation could. It depends on what's happening. Yeah. Typically, they would
if they had told the corporation what was happening and nothing happened.
Yeah. And, of course, that's in New York, so the rules are different back there. In California, they would be cooked. They'd be cooked.
That'd be it, huh?
Yeah.
They wouldn't even have a chance to fix it. Like, you know, say somebody came in and said, I've been blah, blah, blah. And they never even told the corporation. They just went. But the corporation is still
depends on what happens. So if it's something very egregious, that's good enough to establish the claim.
All right.
If it's not that egregious, but it happens systematically and repetitively,
well, that's one thing absolutely know in the military. You get anything that comes up, and if you don't take action on it, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what? No matter what it is, if you're not taking action on something, or someone comes up and says this is happening, you immediately take action.
Yep, because that will help fix the problem.
Well, that will.
More importantly,
and you're not saying somebody's automatically guilty for it, but what you're doing is you're separating it and you're taking action.
Yep.
You're getting the people, both of them, to see counselors and legal people.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Exit strategy. What exactly? If you have a business, you need an exit strategy.
Yeah. But like I said, you know, the one ship that doesn't sail is a partnership. And so you want to make sure you have something in place that when someone, and it not just necessarily someone leaving the business, there could be a death, there could be a divorce, there could be all kinds of things that happen in life. And if you have a business partner that gets a divorce, you are possibly now going to be business partners with his or her spouse, which you may not want. So you got to have something in place that if X event happens, then you or other members of the business would have the opportunity to buy out that interest before anybody else takes ownership. Same thing if everybody wants to dissolve the business. How do you value the business? How do we sell it? How do we unwind it? What do we deal with creditors? So you've got to have something in place so that you can deal with all of the outstanding issues that would come up when you close up a business. Because you, as much as you would like to just close the door, lock it, and walk away, you can't. I mean, there's going to be always something that you got to deal with. And having a plan will help deal with that. Mostly the plan is typically with a corporation or with an LLC so that the members or shareholders know exactly what it is that they will be doing in the event that the company no longer operates and what they're obligated to do and what they're entitled to as owners.
Okay. That makes sense. So you've got to, you know, and you should have an exit strategy for everything, you know, whether it's combat or your business.
Yeah. Or you go to the library with your kids and you see some crazy people outside. There's always an extra strategy for that, too.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
No matter what it is, every day, every part of the day.
That's happened a lot. Oh, yeah. It happens if you go down
there.
Personal
experience.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Everybody needs a team. And, you know, and we're talking about the kind of team you have. And you're, you know, a lawyer, you're CPA.
CPA.
In our case, it was another close friend that is, you know, is into the investment strategies, but also our banker. We had all of them together to talk about. Or, you know, starting our business here at the radio station.
Yep. And, you know, and it's often helpful to have someone that's in the industry that's a friend that can give you guidance because, you know, oftentimes that's free. And, you know, overhead kills business. And if you don't have to spend money on really sound sage advice, there's nothing better that can help you because there's a lot of steps that you can avoid and pitfalls that you don't necessarily have to participate in just by listening to someone that has been down that road before.
And that's true. And sometimes, you know, even though people have been in the business a long time, unless they're in the ownership or the running of it, it's, you know, their advice is good, but it's more of a tactical nature instead of a strategic nature, if that makes sense. You know, it's what's going on right here, not what's going on a year from now.
Yeah.
And that's right. And, you know, we suffered from that. You know, we didn't have that mentor like that till later. You know, otherwise, we probably would have done some things differently.
Yeah. But now you're the mentor.
And now we're the mentor. Yeah, if anybody wants to start a radio station, you just give me a call.
Much more fun to be the mentee.
Yeah, it is. Because I tell you what, here's the thing is you've got to be able to listen to them too. Because I tell you what, there's a couple people who said things to Linda and I, we just ignored. Yeah. Just ignored. And you know what? We paid for it.
Yeah.
And we're not still paying for it. We paid for it back then.
Yeah.
So because we had a different outlook. So you've got to be, when you talk to your lawyer, I mean, when I was a consultant, people would pay me a lot of money for my opinion. And if they ignored it, did I get upset? No. They paid me. And yeah. I knew they were going to bring me back in because what I was telling them was right. And so to fix it, they were going to be back. So same thing with your lawyer. If your lawyer tells you something, there's a reason for this.
Yeah. And, you know, I tell people, you know, you can either pay me a dollar today or $10 tomorrow.
Exactly.
And they say, well, it's never only a dollar. And I said, well, I think you missed the point.
Yeah. Would you rather pay me this today?
Yeah.
What was that old one? You can pay me today or you can pay me, you know, you can change oil today or pay me for an engine, you know, you know, 2 months from now.
Yep.
Well, I agree. If you're going to ask for advice, have an open mind.
Yep.
Because they're going to be saying things that you don't want to hear.
Yeah, because at one point or another, you're going to deal with the issue. So it's better to understand what the issue is and how to address it, deal with it. And hopefully avoid it if it's going to be detrimental to your business or to your life.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages for our last segment. We're here with Douglas Wright, attorney at law, and we're talking about starting businesses and how it is so hard to do it right. But there is a method. There is a method to give yourself the best shot at it, including in the next – when we come back in the next segment is, you know, insurance. Insurance. And you may not realize, but how important that is to you and your business.
Yeah, talk about a good business. Holy cow. Insurance is.
Yeah. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
He took the midnight train
going. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindeby. Good morning, everybody. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Tomorrow we're going to have Jefferson State of Mind on. We're having all of our programs on during the week, so everybody gets to hear who's on during the weekends, and so it should be interesting, especially with all the things that are happening, to hear Terry Raposa come in tomorrow on prime time to talk about Jefferson State. Okay, I'm here with, of course, I'm here with Douglas Wright, attorney at law, and we're talking about starting a business. Okay, staying out of trouble. Or yes. did we get to insurance? Because insurance was extremely important.
Extremely important. Obviously you're required to have insurance for your vehicle, right?
Right.
And you're not required to have it necessarily for business. Some leases may require it. Work comp is required. There are certain things where you have to have it. But there's other policies in place that you can purchase that will be very helpful. For example, a discrimination policy for employees, or what's called EPLI, employer liability insurance, basically if someone makes a wage claim against you, that would cover. And there's certain other products that the insurance industry offers in the event that there's a loss or a claim that would cover so that the business assets wouldn't be subject to a claim from an employee.
You just need to be up on every one of all the laws, because if somebody – because this is what I've heard. We were just discussing it during the break. If somebody comes up saying, oh, no, I worked so many hours, and even though that they didn't, your chances of winning that one are not big. Right.
Yeah, very limited chance of prevailing in that situation, which is very frustrating. And that's a very difficult conversation to have with a client, because they know they're right. I know they're right. We know that the former employee, who's usually upset about something, one thing or another, because they probably weren't doing their job right and got terminated, so now they're going to make a claim. You have to write another check to them, because it's only going to get worse, which is a very difficult and painful and disgusting check to write. But.
I know. I mean, it hasn't hit us here because we've got great employees. But I know a lot of people it has hit. And they just are just – there's nothing they can do. One of them had a lawyer who says, look, I've taken this to the Labor Commission over 20 times. Never won one.
Yeah.
Even though we had everything you said, we had all the information, we have a video, never won one.
Well, yeah. And when you lose there, because every employer does, then you appeal it to the Superior Court. And what the Labor Department does is they assign an attorney to the past employee to then represent them. And then if they win at the Superior Court level, you have to pay their attorney's fees there too. It's just, it's
disgusting.
Smart to get rid of it.
Yeah, okay.
And settle it.
And that's one of those, settle out of court.
Yep.
Okay. How do you stay out of trouble?
The best way to stay out of trouble is know the rules and follow the rules. Don't shortcut the rules. That's not to say you can't take advantage of the rules. As long as you're within the letter and the spirit of the law, you always have a good argument in the defense if there's a claim or issue comes up. But you've got to know the rules and you got to follow them, because that will keep you out of trouble. If you're staying in, just like driving, if you're within the lanes on the road, you're going to be generally okay. You start driving into the, off the road and, taking shortcuts, you're going to find – trouble will find you, no doubt.
Okay. Well, that's true. It's kind of like and you can get away with it you might get away with it all the time, but it only takes the government to grab you once, and it's like a grist mill.
Yeah.
You got a total marine. You might get away with this, but once it's got you, it's going to grind you.
Well, and interestingly enough, whenever you get something comes up, for example, if you have an EDD audit, well, suddenly there's a work comp audit, and suddenly there's a different type of labor audit. And it's all coincidence that these things happen one after another. So once you're in their system, then everybody's going to come looking for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Once it starts, it's like you get one inspection, now you're going to have 12.
Yep.
It's like blood in the water. Yeah. A little drop of blood in the water, now they start circling.
Yep.
Overhead.
Overhead kills business. Another point is cash flow is king. If because that affects everything. So, and anybody that's a business knows that if you don't have the cash flow to make payroll, you don't have the cash flow to meet your insurance requirements, you're going to find yourself in trouble pretty quickly. Because then if you can't pay your employees, you have wage claims. You can't pay your premiums, you have work comp problems, and then you have a problem with the district attorney if you're not paying your work comp. So there's all these issues that come up, and you've got to be mindful of cash flow and keeping your overhead.
So what
reasonable.
Would you tell somebody that's, you know, that has a cash flow business? How would you tell them to get their cash flow that they get paid in the first 5 days of each month?
You've got to watch your accounts receivable. Because you can't extend out, you know, you start to create a pattern practice of letting people go on their invoices. That becomes a problem because suddenly they may not pay on time once, and then the second time, then the third time, then the fourth time, and every month they're late on their payments. Well, that's going to affect your ability to meet your obligations, and your obligations are unforgiving. You have to pay your employees, you have to pay your insurance premiums, you have to pay your rent, and there's the practical reality of making sure, unless you're on a line of credit, which would allow you that flexibility with your cash flow. If you're collecting invoices to make your daily payments, mm-hmm. you got to stay on top of it, no doubt.
Okay. So. Let me see what else we have here. Employee loss liability.
That's the wage claim issue. And then right. If somebody slips and falls, you got to make sure you have insurance in place to take care of things. You may have upset customers. There's things that come up that you may not really anticipate.
If somebody comes into you and says, "Hey, look, I want to start a business," and they tell you what it is, I mean, I'm sure it's happened. If you listen to them and you said to yourself, if you say to yourself, "This is crazy," do you tell them that in a nicer way?
Yes, because that's what they're paying me to do. I avoid telling people what they want to hear. I tell people what they need to hear, because at some point, if I think it's crazy, it is probably. Because I've seen enough of it to know what's workable and what's not. Some people have surprised me, and they've done very well. But there's folks that they did. The result was exactly what I thought it would be, and they just didn't listen. And
what about I'm of course the latest in all these. And you can't tell what the feds are going to do, but marijuana cultivation. I mean, you're starting to see. I mean, you've heard things like people are buying, some larger companies have bought thousands of acres, and other people are buying 60, 70, 80 acres so they can grow marijuana.
That's an industry that is very enticing to a lot of folks because, it's regulated to some extent. It's still illegal in a lot of respects, but the cash is unreal in that industry. I have made an intentional decision to stay out of it. I won't represent people in that industry.
Yeah, we don't take that type of advertising or anything. Yeah. But it is incredibly rich industry.
Super lucrative. And I think it's, you see these kids coming out of local high schools, and you want them to go into the industries that we were mentioning earlier, the welding and the construction.
Yeah, something.
The primary industry that we need the labor force. And they have a few friends that are growing dope and making $300,000 a year in cash and driving a brand new diesel F-350 and, cash is falling out of their pockets as they're walking around. And do you think that kid's going to want to go learn how to weld at $30 an hour when his buddy's making that kind of cash?
Well, see, and there go back to the moral compass.
Yeah.
Now we go back to a moral compass in the family and the schools and our society. The moral compass is that this is an illegal drug, even though that California has voted to say, no, it's not. The feds have. And the only thing the feds have to do is come sweep through here and shut down all these places.
Yeah.
Or just say, hey, we're going to confiscate all the property that is selling marijuana. And it'll end. But somewhere along there is that I want to make my living selling marijuana or growing marijuana. Okay. But first, you're going to learn a trade, and not one they're going to teach you in prison.
Yeah.
So you have to go to school, get a degree.
Degree in horticulture or
do something.
Forestry,
but you are, you know what? But I just don't know what I would do if my daughter came up. Well, I mean, be no chance of it. But if she had come up to me, and said, Dad, Vincent and I have bought this property, 40 acres up in Trinity County. We're just going to do marijuana, and then we'll take you and Mom on a trip every year.
Actually, I'm thinking.
I mean, no, I mean, but that's essentially what you're talking about. You've got, I mean.
Yeah.
And
it may be legal with respect to growing it and possessing it, but there's other collateral problems that people don't think about, like polluting water and the water source.
Destruction of the properties.
And, well, you know,
I have to ask, what happens if everybody starts growing? What happens to the price if they, if the market saturates?
It doesn't even make any difference about that. It's doing it. It's doing it.
Well, in this area, will always thrive because this is the primary area to grow it, and the rest of the country wants it from this area. So, you know, it's a...
I don't hear anybody, you know, up over the Bennos, the Benno family, but this has been going on for years.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, Douglas Wright, attorney at law. How do we get a hold of you? How do people come over and talk to you about business? People, if you've got a question about business, if you're on a problem in your business, Doug's the guy to go to.
Yeah, you can get a hold of me at my office line, 243-6000, or my email, doug@douglaswrightlaw.com. You can also submit on our website at douglaswrightlaw.com. I'm more than happy to talk to you. Most initial consultations are complimentary. You know, if there's something I can help you with, then we'll work out a plan.
You know, and also probate, estate planning, all of these.
Yep.
All these things that are, you know, that somebody needs to talk to you about and you think you've got it under control. But things change. The laws in California change dramatically.
Yeah.
In the dark of the night.
It's hard for us to keep up with, and that's what we do.
Okay, Doug, thanks very, very much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me on.
And tomorrow, like I said, we're going to have Jefferson State of Mind. That ought to be interesting to hear them just really just – go out on there, and I'm ready for that because I'm, frankly, upset with the state of California myself. Everybody have a great day. Try and stay dry, and talk to you tomorrow.
Show done? Okay.
Show's done.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Arrives in the Russian capital.
Tillerson touched down in Moscow with both.